Welcome to Sleep with Rock Stars, the Gen X Sleep Podcast, because you deserve a good night's sleep, or whatever. I'm Sloane Spencer. In each Sleep with Rock Stars Sleep Podcast, I will read from Wikipedia about your favorite Gen X musicians and bands. If this podcast helps you relax and fall asleep, please leave a 5-star rating and a kind review in your favorite podcast app. You may find that the more you listen, the more your mind will begin to associate these stories with sleep. So feel free to return to each episode again and again. Repetition can help create a signal to your brain that it's time to rest. And if the musical act isn't your favorite, that's perfectly okay. You don't need to pay close attention. Instead, let the words wash over you. Let their rhythm and softness lull you, not for interest, but for sleep. You're not here to be entertained. You're here to let go. Now let your breath guide you deeper into stillness. Take a moment to settle in. Gently close your eyes and let your body begin to rest. There's nowhere you need to be, nothing you need to do. This is your time, a time to let go of the day, unwind, and allow your mind to slow down. With each breath in, invite calm. With each breath out, release the tension as your body begins to soften into the surface beneath you. Imagine a gentle wave of warmth from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes, carrying away the weight of the day. This is Sleep with Rock Stars, featuring Prince. Prince Rogers Nelson, June 7, 1958 through April 21, 2016, was an American singer, songwriter, musician, and actor, regarded as one of the most influential musicians of his generation. Prince was known for his flamboyant, androgynous persona, wide vocal range, which included a far-reaching falsetto and high-pitched screams, as well as his skill as a multi-instrumentalist, often preferring to play all or most of the instruments on his recordings. His music incorporated a wide variety of styles, including funk, R&B, rock, new wave, soul, synth pop, pop, jazz, blues, and hip-hop. Prince produced his albums himself, pioneering the Minneapolis sound. Born and raised in Minneapolis, Prince signed a record deal with Warner Brothers Records at the age of 18, soon releasing the studio albums For You, 1978, and Prince, 1979. He went on to achieve critical success with the influential albums Dirty Mind, 1980, Controversy, 1981, and 1982. In 1984, Prince became the first singer to simultaneously have a number one film, album, and single in the U.S. with the film Purple Rain, its soundtrack, and his first Billboard Hot 100 chart-topping single, When Doves Cry. The album, recorded with his new backing band, The Revolution, spent 6 consecutive months atop the U.S. Billboard 200 chart, and won the Academy Award for Best Original Song Score. The movie grossed $70.3 million worldwide, and it has been regarded as one of the greatest musical films. After disbanding The Revolution, Prince released the album Sign of the Times, 1987, widely hailed by critics as the greatest work of his career. In 1993, in the midst of a contractual dispute with Warner Brothers, he changed his stage name to an unpronounceable symbol, known to fans as the love symbol, and was often referred to as the artist formerly known as Prince, or Taff Cap, or simply, the artist. After moving to Arista Records in 1998, Prince reverted to his original name in 2000. Over the next decade, six of his albums entered the U.S. Top 10 charts. In April 2016, at the age of 57, Prince died after accidentally overdosing on fentanyl at his Paisley Park home and recording studio in Chanhassen, Minnesota. He was a prolific musician who released 39 albums during his life, with a vast array of unreleased material left in a custom-built bank vault underneath his home, including fully completed albums and over 50 finished music videos. Numerous posthumous collections of his previously unheard work have been issued by his estate. Prince has sold more than 100 million records worldwide, ranking him among the best-selling music artists of all time. His awards include the Grammy President's Merit Award, the American Music Awards for Achievement and of Merit, the Billboard Icon Award, an Academy Award, and a Golden Globe Award. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004, the UK Music Hall of Fame in 2006, and the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame in 2016, and was inducted twice into the Black Music and Entertainment Walk of Fame in 2022. Estimates of the complete number of songs written by Prince range anywhere from 500 to well over 1,000. Early life. Prince Rogers Nelson was born in Minneapolis on June 7, 1958, the son of jazz singer Mattie Della, née Shaw, and pianist and songwriter John Lewis Nelson. All four of his grandparents were from Louisiana. His grandaunt was the Black nationalist Mittie Maud Lennox Gordon, who established the peace movement of Ethiopia and advocated immigration to West Africa in response to American white supremacy. The jazz drummer Louis Hayes was his paternal cousin. Prince was named after his father's most popular stage name, Prince Rogers, which his father used while performing with Prince's mother in a jazz group called the Prince Rogers Trio. In 1991, Prince's father told A Current Affair that he had named his son Prince because he wanted Prince to do everything I wanted to do. Prince was not fond of his name and wanted people instead to call him Skipper, a name which stuck throughout his childhood. Prince said he was born epileptic and had seizures when he was young. He stated, "My mother told me one day I walked into her and said, 'Mom, I'm not going to be sick anymore.' And she said, 'Why?' And I said, 'Because an angel told me so.'" Prince's younger sister, Tyka, was born on May 18, 1960. Both siblings developed a keen interest in music, which was encouraged by their father. His parents were both members of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, an evangelical denomination. In 2022, during a Minneapolis teachers' strike, Minneapolis-St. Paul news station WCCO-TV was researching a previous teachers' strike in April 1970 and accidentally uncovered an interview they had done with Prince about that 1970 strike. Prince, who was 11 years old at the time, said about the strike, "I think they should get a better education too, and I think they should get some more money because they work. They be working extra hours for us and all that stuff." While he never identifies himself in the interview, it was confirmed to be him through interviews with a historian in Minneapolis who is also a fan of Prince, as well as by a former classmate who was a member of Prince's first band. The video is one of very few videos of Prince from that stage of his life. Prince wrote his first song, Funk Machine, on his father's piano when he was 7 years old. His parents divorced when he was 10. His mother remarried Hayward Baker, with whom she had a son named Omar. Prince had a fraught relationship with Omar to the extent that it caused him to repeatedly switch homes, sometimes living with his father and sometimes with his mother and stepfather. Baker took Prince to see James Brown in concert, and Prince credited Baker with improving the family's finances. After a brief period of living with his father, who bought him his first guitar, Prince moved into the basement of the Anderson family, a neighbor, after his father threw him out. He befriended the Anderson son, Andre, who later collaborated with Prince and became known as Andre Simone. Prince attended Minneapolis's Bryant Junior High, where he helped test the original The Oregon Trail, then Central High School, where he played football, basketball, and baseball. He played on Central's junior varsity basketball team and continued to play basketball for fun as an adult. He was trained in classical ballet at the Minnesota Dance Theater through the Urban Arts Program of Minneapolis Public Schools. Prince became an advocate for dancers and used his wealth to save the failing Joffrey Ballet in Chicago during the 1990s. He met songwriter and producer Jimmy Jam in 1973 and impressed Jam with his musical talent, early mastery of a wide range of instruments, and work ethic. Career, 1975 through 1984, beginnings and breakthrough. In 1975, Pepe Willie, the husband of Prince's cousin Chantel, formed the band 94 East with Marcy Ingvoldstad and Christy Lazenberry, hiring Andre Simone and Prince to record tracks. Willie wrote the songs and Prince contributed guitar tracks, and Prince and Willie co-wrote the 94 East song, Just Another Sucker. The band recorded tracks which later became the album Minneapolis Genius, the historic 1977 recordings. In 1976, shortly after graduating from Central High School, Prince created a demo tape with producer Chris Moon in Moon's Minneapolis studio. Unable to secure a recording contract, Moon brought the tape to Owen Husney, a Minneapolis businessman who signed Prince, age 19, to a management contract and helped him create a demo at Sound 80 Studios in Minneapolis with producer-engineer David Z. The demo recording, along with the press kit produced at Husney's ad agency, resulted in interest from several record companies, including Warner Brothers Records, A&M Records, and Columbia Records. With the help of Husney, Prince signed a recording contract with Warner Brothers Records in 1977. The record company agreed to give Prince creative control for 3 albums and retain his publishing rights. Husney and Prince then left Minneapolis and moved to Sausalito, California, where Prince's first album, For You, was recorded at Record Plant Studios. The album was mixed in Los Angeles and released on April 7, 1978. According to the For You album notes, Prince wrote, produced, arranged, composed, and played all 27 instruments on the recording, except for the song Soft and Wet, whose lyrics were co-written by Moon. The cost of recording the album was twice Prince's initial advance. Prince used the Prince's Music Company to publish his songs. In the United States, Soft and Wet reached number 12 on the Hot Soul Singles chart and number 92 on the Billboard Hot 100. The song, Just As Long As We're Together, reached number 91 on the Hot Soul Singles charts. Around this time, a side enterprise that Prince began to pursue involved a then-teenage singer, Sue Ann Carwell, whose career as a solo artist he hoped to mold after hearing her talented performance on the Minneapolis R&B scene. However, Carwell resisted his suggestion that she use the name Susie Stone in recordings he had been working on with her for a projected 1978 album, I'm Saving It Up, Make It Through the Storm, Since We've Been Together, and Wouldn't You Love to Love Me, went unreleased. Carwell was subsequently signed by Warner Brothers Records. In 1979, Prince created a band with Andre Simone on bass, Des Dickerson on guitar, Gail Chapman and Dr. Fink on keyboards, and Bumpy Z on drums. Their first show is at the Capri Theater on January 5, 1979. Warner Brothers executives attended the show but decided that Prince and the band needed more time to develop his music. In October 1979, Prince released the album Prince, which was number 4 on the Billboard Top R&B Black Albums charts and number 22 on the Billboard 200 and went platinum. It contained two R&B hits, Why You Wanna Treat Me So Bad and I Wanna Be Your Lover, which sold more than 1 million copies and reached number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 for 2 weeks on the Hot Soul Singles charts. Prince performed both these songs on January 26, 1980 on American Bandstand. On this album, Prince used Eknerp music, BMI. In 1980, Prince released the album Dirty Mind, which contains sexually explicit material, including the title song, Head, and the song Sister, which was described by Stephen Thomas Erlewine as a stunning, audacious amalgam of funk, new wave, R&B, and pop, fueled by grinningly salacious sex and the desire to shock. Recorded in Prince's studio, this album was certified gold, and the single Uptown reached number 5 on the Billboard Dance chart and number 5 on the Hot Soul Singles chart. Prince was also the opening act for Rick James' 1980 Fire It Up tour. In February 1981, Prince made his first appearance on Saturday Night Live performing Party Up. In October 1981, Prince released the album Controversy. He played several dates in support of it as the first of 3 opening acts for the Rolling Stones on their U.S. tour. In Los Angeles, Prince, who appeared in a trench coat and black bikini briefs, was forced off the stage after just 3 songs by audience members throwing trash at him. He began 1982 with a small tour of college towns where he was the headlining act. The songs on Controversy were published by Controversy Music, ASCAP, a practice he continued until the Emancipation album in 1996. Controversy also marked the introduction of Prince's use of abbreviated spelling, such as writing the words U as the letter U, 2 as the numeral 2, and 4 as the numeral 4. By 2002, MTV News noted that now all of his titles, liner notes, and web postings are written in his own shorthand spelling, as seen on 1999's Rave Unto the Joy Fantastic, which featured Hot With You. In 1981, Prince formed a side project called The Time. The band released 4 albums between 1981 and 1990, with Prince writing and performing most of the instrumentation and backing vocals, sometimes credited under the pseudonyms Jamie Starr or The Starr Company, with lead vocals by Morris Day. In late 1982, Prince released a double album, 1999, which sold more than 4 million copies. The title track was a protest against nuclear proliferation and became Prince's first top 10 hit in countries outside the U.S. Prince's Little Red Corvette was one of the first 2 videos by black artists, along with Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, played in heavy rotation on MTV, which had been perceived as against black music, until CBS President Walter Yetnikoff threatened to pull all CBS videos. Prince and Jackson had a competitive rivalry which lasted for many years. The song, Delirious, also placed in the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. International Lover earned Prince his first Grammy Award nomination at the 26th Annual Grammy Awards. This episode was recorded May 17, 2025, from the Wikipedia article about the musician Prince. It can be found at wikipedia.org/wiki/prince_musician. 1984 through 1987. Purple Rain, Around the World in a Day, and Parade. During this period, Prince referred to his band as the Revolution. The band's name was also printed in reverse on the cover of 1999, inside the letter I of the word Prince. The band consisted of Lisa Coleman and Dr. Fink on keyboards, Bobby Z on drums, Brown Mark on bass, and Des Dickerson on guitar. Jill Jones, a backing singer, was also part of the lineup for the 1999 album and tour. Following the 1999 tour, Dickerson left the group for religious reasons. In the book Possessed, The Rise and Fall of Prince, 2003, author Alex Hahn says that Dickerson was reluctant to sign a 3-year contract and wanted to pursue other musical ventures. Dickerson was replaced by Coleman's friend Wendy Melvoin. At first, the band was used sparsely in the studio, but this gradually changed during 1983. According to his former manager, Bob Cavallo, in the early 1980s, Prince required his management to obtain a deal for him to star in a major motion picture, even though his exposure at that point was limited to several pop and R&B hits, music videos, and occasional TV performances. This resulted in the hit film Purple Rain, 1984, which starred Prince and was loosely autobiographical, and the eponymous studio album, which was also the soundtrack to the film. The Purple Rain album sold more than 13 million copies in the U.S. and spent 24 consecutive weeks at number one on the Billboard 200 chart. The film won Prince an Academy Award for Best Original Song Score and grossed more than $68 million in the U.S., $206 million in 2024 dollars. Songs from the film were hits on pop charts around the world. When Doves Cry and Let's Go Crazy reached number one, and the title track reached number two on the Billboard Hot 100. At one point in 1984, Prince simultaneously had the number one album, single, and film in the U.S. It was the first time a singer had achieved this feat. The Purple Rain album is ranked 8th in Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. It is also included on the list of Time Magazine's All-Time 100 Albums. The album also produced two of Prince's first three Grammy Awards earned at the 27th Annual Grammy Awards: Best Rock Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal, and Best Score Soundtrack for Visual Media. In 1984, pop artist Andy Warhol created the painting Orange Prince. Warhol was fascinated by Prince and ultimately created a total of 12 unique paintings of him in different colorways, all of which were kept in Warhol's personal collection. 4 of these paintings are now in the collection of the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh. In November 1984, Vanity Fair published Warhol's portrait to accompany the article Purple Fame by Tristan Fox, and claimed that Warhol's silkscreen image of Prince with its pop colors captured the recording artist at the height of his powers. The Vanity Fair article was one of the first global media pieces written as a critical appreciation of the musician, which coincided with the start of the 98-date Purple Rain tour. After Tipper Gore heard her 11-year-old daughter Corinna listening to Prince's song Darling Nikki, which gained wide notoriety for its sexual lyrics and a reference to masturbation, she founded the Parents Music Resource Center. The center advocated the mandatory use of a warning label, parental advisory, explicit lyrics, on the covers of records that have been judged to contain language or lyrical content unsuitable for minors. The recording industry later voluntarily complied with this request. In 1985, Prince announced that he would discontinue live performances and music videos after the release of his next album. His subsequent recording, Around the World in a Day, 1985, held the number one spot on the Billboard 200 for 3 weeks. From that album, the single Raspberry Beret reached number two on the Billboard Hot 100, and Pop Life reached number seven. In 1986, his album Parade reached number 3 on the Billboard 200 and number 2 on the R&B charts. The first single, Kiss, with the video choreographed by Louis Falco, reached number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. The song was originally written for a side project called Maserati. In the same year, the song Manic Monday, written by Prince and recorded by the Bangles, reached number 2 on the Hot 100 chart. The album Parade served as the soundtrack for Prince's second film, Under the Cherry Moon, 1986. Prince directed and starred in the movie, which also featured Kristin Scott Thomas. Although the Parade album went platinum and sold 2 million copies, the film, Under the Cherry Moon, received a Golden Raspberry Award for Worst Picture, tied with Howard the Duck. And Prince received Golden Raspberry Awards for Worst Director, Worst Actor, and Worst Original Song for the song Lover Money. Some critics later reevaluated Under the Cherry Moon after Prince's death and declared it a cult classic, comparing it to films such as 8 and a Half, Casablanca, and It Happened One Night. In 1986, Prince began a series of live performances called Hit and Run Parade Tour. After the tour, Prince disbanded The Revolution and fired Wendy and Lisa. Brown Mark quit the band. Keyboardist Dr. Fink remained. Prince recruited new band members Migo Weaver on guitar, Atlanta Bliss on trumpet, and Eric Leeds on saxophone. 1987 through 1991, Sign of the Times, Love Sexy, Batman, and Graffiti Bridge. Before disbanding The Revolution, Prince was working on 2 separate projects, The Revolution album Dream Factory and a solo effort, Camille. Unlike the 3 previous band albums, Dream Factory included input from the band members and featured songs with lead vocals by Wendy and Lisa. The Camille project saw Prince create a new androgynous persona, primarily singing in a sped-up, female-sounding voice. With the dismissal of The Revolution, Prince consolidated material from both shelved albums, along with some new songs, into a 3-LP album to be titled Crystal Ball. Warner Brothers forced Prince to trim the triple album to a double album, and Sign of the Times was released on March 31, 1987. The album peaked at number 6 on the Billboard 200 albums chart. The first single, Sign of the Times, charted at number 3 on the Hot 100. The follow-up single, If I Was Your Girlfriend, charted at number 67 on the Hot 100, but went to number 12 on R&B chart. The third single, a duet with Sheena Easton, You Got the Look, charted at number 2 on the Hot 100 and number 11 on the R&B chart. And the final single, I Could Never Take the Place of Your Man, finished at number 10 on Hot 100 and number 14 on the R&B chart. It was named the top album of the year by Paz and Jop Critics Poll and sold 3.2 million copies. In Europe, it performed well, and Prince promoted the album overseas with a lengthy tour. Putting together a new backing band from the remnants of The Revolution, Prince added bassist Levi Caesar Jr., keyboardist Bonnie Boyer, and dancer-choreographer Cat Glover to go with the new drummer Sheila E. and holdovers Mika Weaver, Dr. Fink, Eric Leeds, Atlanta Bliss, and The Bodyguards, Jerome, Wally Safford, and Greg Brooks for the Sign of the Times tour. The Sign of the Times tour was a success overseas, with Warner Brothers and Prince's managers wanting to bring it to the U.S. to promote sales of the album. Prince balked at a full U.S. tour as he was ready to produce a new album. As a compromise, the last 2 nights of the tour were filmed for release in movie theaters. The film quality was deemed subpar, and reshoots were performed at Prince's Paisley Park Studios. The film, Sign of the Times, was released on November 20, 1987. The film got better reviews than Under the Cherry Moon, but its box office receipts were minimal, and it quickly left theaters. The next album intended for release was the Black Album, more instrumental and funk and R&B themed than recent releases. The Black Album also saw Prince experiment with hip-hop on the songs Bob George and Dead on It. Prince was set to release the album with a monochromatic black cover with only the catalog number printed. But after 500,000 copies had been pressed, Prince had a spiritual epiphany that the album was evil and had it recalled. It was later released by Warner Brothers as a limited edition album in 1994. Prince went back in the studio for 8 weeks and recorded Love Sexy. Released on May 10, 1988, Love Sexy serves as a spiritual opposite to the Dark, the Black album. Every song is a solo effort by Prince except I Know, which was recorded with his backing band at the time. Love Sexy reached number 11 on the Billboard 200 and number 5 on the R&B albums chart. The lead single, Alphabet Street, peaked at number 8 on the Hot 100 and number 3 on the R&B chart. It sold 750,000 copies. Prince again took his post-revolution backing band, minus the bodyguards, on a three-leg, 84-show Love Sexy World Tour. Although the shows were well received by huge crowds, they failed to make a net profit due to the expensive sets and props. In 1989, Prince appeared on Madonna's studio album, Like a Prayer, co-writing and singing the duet Love Song, and playing electric guitar uncredited on the songs Like a Prayer, Keep It Together, and Act of Contrition. He also began work on several musical projects, including Raven to the Joy Fantastic and early drafts of his Graffiti Bridge film. But both were put on hold when he was asked by Batman 1989 director Tim Burton to record several songs for the upcoming live-action adaptation. Prince went into the studio and produced an entire 9-track album that Warner Brothers released on June 20, 1989. Batman peaked at number 1 on the Billboard 200, selling 4.3 million copies. The single, Bat Dance, topped the Billboard Hot 100 and R&B charts. The single Arms of Orion with Sheena Easton charted at number 36, and Party Man, also featuring the vocals of Prince's then-girlfriend, nicknamed Anna Fantastic, charted at number 18 on the Hot 100 and at number 2 on the R&B chart, while the love ballad Scandalous went to number 5 on the R&B chart. Prince had to sign away all publishing rights to the songs on the album to Warner Brothers as part of the deal to do the soundtrack. In 1990, Prince went back on tour with a revamped band for his Back to Basics Nude Tour, with the departures of Bonnie Boyer, Sheila E., The Horns, and Cat. Prince brought in keyboardist Rosie Gaines, drummer Michael Bland, and dancing trio The Game Boys, Tony M., Kirky J., and Damon Dixon. The European and Japanese tour was a financial success with a short greatest hits set list. As the year progressed, Prince finished production on his fourth film, Graffiti Bridge, 1990, and the 1990 album, Graffiti Bridge. Initially, Warner Brothers was reluctant to fund the film, but with Prince's assurances it would be a sequel to Purple Rain, as well as the involvement of the original members of the time, the studio greenlit the project. Released on August 20, 1990, the album reached number 6 on the Billboard 200 and R&B albums chart. The single, Thieves in the Temple, reached number 6 on the Hot 100 and number 1 on the R&B chart. Round and Round placed at number 12 on the US charts and number 2 on the R&B charts. The song featured the teenage Tevin Campbell, who also had a role in the film, on lead vocals. The film, released on November 20, 1990, was a box office flop, grossing $4.2 million. After the release of the film and album, the last remaining members of the Revolution, Migo Weaver and Dr. Fink, left Prince's band. This portion was recorded June 5, 2025, from the Wikipedia entry on the musician Prince, which can be found at en.wikipedia.org/wiki/prince_musician.